It's time to recap Rutherford County Commissioners meeting number 2 for the month of November. In our studios, County Commissioner Ted Ganz. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Rich. And yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Here we go. Can you believe we're ending November, flipping the calendar over to December here in a few days?
I know it, right? We still got Thanksgiving to get through, so that'll be good.
Yes.
Bound to eat a lot of food, I'm
sure.
Oh,
yeah, it's happening. I don't need to eat a lot of food, but do I want to? Heck yeah.
It's great food, great menu items there. You bet.
Can't help yourself.
Exactly. Very much so. Yep.
Quick meeting yesterday?
Very quick. An hour meeting. It went pretty quick. Had some things on here. We had citizens' comments. Nobody was present for that. Board of Equalization, we also had nothing for that. Then we, 9:30, we met with Christy Corral. She has a letter of resignation. She's retiring after 45 years of service. So she has been around, the courthouse and in county government for a very long time. And, she's retiring at January 15th, so we're definitely going to miss her. She's a wealth of knowledge, and you bet. You kind of, when people retire out, Rich, you know, you lose a lot of knowledge base there. So we wish her the best of luck on her retirement, and hopefully she can go enjoy some of her personal time there.
Did you try to negotiate, try to keep her for another year, or just
Commissioner Dean did, but I think Christy, with 45 years, she feels like it's enough. So, and I can't blame her, you know. So, Christy Corral, we're going to be interviewing for the spot. Just knowing that you also have to pass a test to be an assessor. So there's a test there, and so forth, and so we just kind of wanted to keep it even and equal and fair, and so it's going to be posted, the spot is, and it'll just would be a appointment for 2 years finishing out Christie's term, and then you'd have to rerun for election. But you bet. So that'll be in the Gazette. It's coming soon, Rich.
Sheriff Kevin Darling was on hand for the meeting as well.
Yep. Sheriff Darling stopped up. He had a couple things. One, for the interlocal law enforcement agreement with the city of McCook. We've kind of been back and forth with this. We've had a meeting with the city and so forth. And so just one caveat to it that we're going to look into is it states that we have to have the city covered under our insurance. And so we just want to make sure with NIRMA that we cross our T's and dot our I's and make sure that that's acceptable. And just we talked to Larry Pellon with NIRMA yesterday, and he didn't feel like it would be an issue. Also, he didn't feel like there would be a premium hike. So it sounds like it'll be a win-win, but we just want to make sure that we got that all squared away. So we discussed that yesterday. Then also we had a jail update from Kevin. He's now got 10 new jailers. So he's filling those spots. We have to send some of those 10 to training at the training academy, and they're leaving, I believe, this week. So Kevin proposes that possibly as soon as shortly after Christmas we could reopen that facility. So we're happy. It's good news. We like to get the doors back open. Absolutely. And so those are the couple things that Sheriff Darling stopped up to visit with us about. Then also we had another item of business was write off a past due amount from CarQuest of Holdridge. This was a situation where they brought in a couple cases of paint down to our household hazardous waste. And then they closed their doors permanently. I know that our director, Billy Cole, has been looking, trying to track them down and having no luck. So it was only in the amount of $400. So we agreed to write that amount off. She did her due diligence. It's just sometimes you just can't collect. So then we had some items on the consent agenda. We approved the minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. We also approved accounts payable and payroll claims. Again, payroll time this time of month, the amount was $404,626.89, Rich. Item number 3 was accept gift of $9,900 from the Kiplinger Foundation to purchase a Black Widow implement. This again was just a donation or gift that the foundation gave for the maintenance of the Kiplinger Arena, essentially money that wasn't on the budget. It was on the budget. You got to have it on the budget to spend it, but that was their donation. So it's just to work the arena floor, a new implement there, Rich. So we approved all 3 consent agenda items. We also reviewed the report from the clerk's office. Revenue report in the amount of $7,227.93. And that wrapped it up, Rich. We adjourned at 10:02. And then our next meeting will be December 9th. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a pretty quick meeting. Usually, like we talked about before, when you get in the winter months, usually kind of a lot of things, just kind of a lull time a little bit, but you bet.
By the way, happy birthday, Giles Bowman. He's celebrating his birthday today.
Today. Yeah, very today. Good. Well, yeah. Happy birthday to Giles. You bet. I haven't opened up Facebook yet this morning, so I'm pretty bad about keeping track of it without Facebook. It's hard for me to keep track. You bet.
I understand. You bet. Now, the courthouse is going to be closed on Thursday.
Yes. Yes. Correct. Correct. And, yep, it'll be closed on Thursday, and so everybody will be Thanksgiving it up, but you bet.
All right, and back open to regular hours again on Friday.
I believe so. Okay. I believe so. But I tell you what, Richie, it might be Thursday, Friday. I should know this. I know that the state is honoring a two-day Thursday, uh-huh. Friday.
Okay.
So I guess my words of advice, I can check on that. But words of advice, get your business done before Thursday if need be. Otherwise, you'll have to wait till Monday.
Get it done.
You bet.
And as always, with these county commissioners meetings, the public invited to come on in, sit in, and listen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we ask the people. I mean, I say this pretty much every time we meet, but you bet. I mean, we're available by phone call. We'd like to have public input if you guys have anything, if you have some road issues, whatever the case may be. Get a hold of us. We'd prefer you say something than not say something, so we know where everybody's coming from. You bet.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Rich.
Have a great Thanksgiving. You and the family, okay?
Absolutely. Same to yours.
County Commissioner Ted Gantz with a recap of a quick meeting yesterday, the final one for November.